Hello, everyone, and welcome into CrushTheStreet.com. I am Kenneth Amendori, and we're joined today with a returning guest, you know, probably one of the most, if not, I have to check, and I should have checked before we did this interview, but the most popular interview I did in 2017 into 2018 in the crypto space was Adam Meister. Do not sell your Bitcoin until the halving 2021. And here we are. Bitcoin, 54,000, $50,000 Bitcoin. My goodness, what a ride it's been. And I'm glad I didn't sell. My good, dumb luck, maybe, Adam, right? But I listen to you, you know, it's been a wild ride though. I got to be honest. It's, you know, you go up and then it crashes. It's like, man, that's, you got to have strong hands. So you've been preaching that and you've been living your life. You're traveling the world. My goodness, paving, trailblazing, really. And you're an inspiration to a lot of people. And congrats on being on the front end of this amazing, amazing ride. So welcome back on Crush the Street with me.
What an intro. Thank you so much, Ken. It is great to return. And it's great that you remember all of what I said. And it was really simple. Strong hand. I had people coming out of the woodwork, sending me messages, Adam, I am a millionaire because of you. What did I say? All I said was, don't sell. You have all these people out there telling you it's the end of the world, telling you to trade altcoins, telling you to do all this nonsense. I don't know what those people were doing with their lives. I don't know where they are right now. But here, I practice what I freaking preached, okay, people? And it has been incredible. And yeah, I checked it out beforehand. Your number one interview is me. You've got two other shows about like World War III or something like that. They're more popular. So, and that puts a perspective on things. All you doomers out there who've been waiting for the world to end, but have been sitting in your doom holes, reading your doom porn. It's ridiculous. Be in motion. Who was right? Who was right? Did the world end? What happened? We are living in a golden age. The opportunities are endless. All you had to do was buy freaking, at this point, 19 Bitcoin back then, and you'd be a millionaire. Or you could pretend it was the end of the world and wait for Webbot or whatever the thing you worship out there it is. All these depressing, did you guys have fun staying poor? Are you having fun staying poor and living in basements? Because the people who listen to me are having fun being freaking millionaires. Pound that like button. All right.
Well, it's been an incredible, incredible ride. I mean, I think Elon Musk must have listened to that interview and decided to buy some Bitcoin with some of the change he had in Tesla. And who knows what he's doing with SpaceX. They're a private company. They don't have to disclose what they're buying. But my goodness, what an incredible journey it's been. The adoption, what we've seen over the years. I mean, this is not like this. I mean, we're having the richest guy on earth validate our little alt media conversations about this speculative technology. And, you know, something that just came out of the, you know, nerds and geeks and the abyss of the financial crisis of 2008. And here we are. Here we are, the richest man on earth endorsing Bitcoin. What a ride it has been.
Well, you know, it is amazing. We didn't need his endorsement, though. I will say that.
Though. Yeah. Let's not act like it didn't help.
Bitcoin doesn't care. Okay. It has no emotions. It's not politically correct. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's unconfiscatable. You can send it to the most vicious person on earth, and no one can stop you from doing that. But you, everyone who's watching this, who watched this show back in 2017, you should be proud that you beat Elon Musk to the freaking punch. Now, let me tell you, a lot of people have been crying this last year, okay? They thought the world was in a terrible shape. Oh, I have to listen to the government. What will the government, I'm waiting for my check, et cetera, et cetera. But many people have become more dependent and they don't even pay attention to the real news anymore, the financial news anymore. You talk about Elon Musk being a big player buying Bitcoin, okay? And that is a true symbol that we're not super early anymore, but we're still pretty early. But clearly we're not as early as before. But this summer in August and September, I went wild. And if you think I'm going wild right now, I went wild when I heard about this dude, Michael Saylor at MicroStrategy, buying up all this Bitcoin for his treasury reserves. Instead of dollars, he has a publicly traded company, a big company, and they decided that, no, we're not going to store dollars anymore. We're going to use Bitcoin, okay? And right away, before anybody even knew who he was, when the story first broke, I'm like, this is huge. We're not early anymore. Now corporations are putting this. And so that was a huge turning point this summer that people didn't realize, or it was August, September, whenever it was. People didn't realize right away, but slowly but surely, Michael Saylor started talking about it. He became the biggest guy in Bitcoin, the biggest promoter of Bitcoin. This company and MicroStrategy's stock went through the roof. Now, and all these people asked me, should I buy their stock? No, you should buy the real thing. He's buying Bitcoin, you should buy Bitcoin. All these people want these indirect ways in the Bitcoin. Are they scared? You buy the real thing. You don't buy the GBTC fund. Everybody wants the ETFs. Why? Get the real thing. But going back to it, Michael Saylor, that was huge this summer. And that Bitcoin was around like 11,000 or 10,000 when he started buying. And when people really started waking up to what was going on by December, it has been insane since then. It has really been insane since December, but it's a repeat of exactly what happened after the 2016 halving. You know, it slowly goes up. People are like, it's not going to go up a lot. And then all of a sudden it goes crazy. Okay. So we're living through the whole thing. And I said, the earliest I would ever sell was after the 2020 halving. And there was no need for me to sell anything. I have never, ever, ever sold a Bitcoin for fiat. Never. So you know I'm in pretty darn good shape. But I've got it set up that I don't have to sell until after the 2024 halving anything. And when I say this, people are like, does that mean you're going to sell all your Bitcoin? No. I will. If I need to sell any Bitcoin, it will be the smallest amount possible. And well, maybe to get some luxury goods too. By that point, okay, I got to get a nice car or something like that. But you get the point. My goal is to never sell my Bitcoin. Never. That should be everybody's goal. Never sell the bulk of it. I mean, pass it on from generation to generation. Use it to buy life extension technology, okay? I believe in that stuff. I want to live to be 200 years old. I've got that exponential mindset, okay? So I want to have all my resources in line where if it costs $1 million, I'll be able to buy an extra 20 years, whatever it takes. I got it in my mind right now. I'm going to be 200 freaking years old. Okay. And that's a Bitcoiner type of mentality there, because we know this is the golden age. The opportunities are endless.
I want to play golf on the moon or something crazy like that. I don't know. I think my kids are going to have the opportunity to go into space pretty inexpensively. With what technology we're seeing, and man, it's crazy what's happening. And that exponential curve is an interesting thing you brought up. That adoption, the network effect that we're seeing with Bitcoin, it's hard for people to see that chart in a linear sort of mindset, but with the amount of money that's entering the crypto space, 50,000 is very, very reasonable. And we already had the correction. It happened overnight. I think it happened like while I was sleeping a few nights ago. It went down to like 40,000 and then now it's back. So, I mean, it's just crazy what we're seeing. And it's crazy because 50,000 was like the target in a way. You know, it's like, Bitcoin's going to 50,000. And when it was $800, it seemed like an incredible run. Now we're here. Now we got to talk about where it's going from here. And that's what's crazy about this, right?
You say it's a wild ride and it's going to get wilder, okay? We're going to see days where it goes down by $10,000 in a day. So you talk about corrections, there'll be more. There'll be a lot of turbulence. And people panicked. There were people that were panic sold when it dropped below 40 at one point. I mean, people they lose perspective. It had never even gone above 20,000. Until a few months ago. I mean, recently, until it turned 2021, basically, roughly, or in December, whatever. So it is going to be wilder. And yeah, I used to have a saying, we're one day closer to an all-time high. Bitcoin always returns to its all-time high. You know, because I hadn't been on your show for a little while. 2019, if people were down and out, and parts of 2018, people were worried, sad. And I would always say, one day closer to an all-time high, Bitcoin always returns to its high. And sure enough, it did. And another thing I would say is, one day closer to a $1 trillion market cap. And we got to $1 trillion market cap at $53,000. Now it's gone back below it. It goes back above it. Don't worry. The most valuable company on this planet is Apple, okay? It is worth, what, $2.2 trillion? Bitcoin is way more than a freaking company, okay? So we're one day closer to beating Apple's market cap also, okay? And that would mean an over $100,000 Bitcoin. I don't know when that's going to happen, but think logically here, people. It is not a, you know, Apple is the greatest company on earth right now, the biggest, the richest company. It's also, Bitcoin goes way beyond that. It is the security truth machine. It is something that cannot be recreated. So it will have a market capitalization over Apple's one day. So a lot of people are like, oh, 50,000 seems like a lot of money. Well, if you believe it's going to be worth more than Apple one day, more than or whatever the most valuable company on earth will be one day, it might not be Apple anymore, then Bitcoin's, hey, it's got a way to go. We've been saying when Bitcoin, I would say five digit realm, because it's in Bitcoin would go between, you know, 9,000 to 10,000. People were sad, oh, it's back in the four digit realm. I said, dudes, it will be, five digit realm will become completely normal, and people will start talking about the six digit realm. Okay, so we'll get there one day. We'll get to the $100,000 thing. It just, there'll be a lot of turbulence on the way. This is going to be a wild year. The year after the halvings are the wildest of years. 2017, 2021, we're there now. So I'd say by October of this year, which is 210,000 blocks away from December of 2017, we're going to reach, that probably be the peak of this cycle. I wouldn't be surprised. And I just want to bring out 210,000 blocks. That's every 210,000 blocks is when there is a Bitcoin halving. But you can also do a calculation based on that. There is no time ever where you can pick a time and subtract 210,000 blocks, which is roughly 4 years or 46 months, and Bitcoin is not worth more. Okay, so you take this day and you subtract the 46 months from it, and Bitcoin is worth more. So you have to assume that in 46 months from today, Bitcoin will be worth more. Okay, that is called the 210,000 block rule or theory. It has not been broken yet. So that's a real simple way to understand things. Okay, just value your time in halvings and know about the 210,000 block theory, and pound that freaking like button if you're watching this on YouTube.
Adam, you know, your credibility is through the roof, and I'm so grateful we've talked, and you know, the people that listen to you, I mean, I listen to you. Yeah, my goodness, looking back, it's been a life changing event being part of Bitcoin. But let me just kind of play the opposite side of the coin here for a little bit, if I can. I mean, if I don't even know if I'll be able to do that with you here, but we're going parabolic. I mean, have we ever seen anything like this in history where something just continues to go up and up and up and just has no end and no short to midterm end?
Well, have we ever seen a point in history where governments of the world are printing money like this before, where the government overreach is like this before, where the society is a bunch of bootlickers who tell on people and who value snitching and who won't allow you to have a bank anymore if you say the wrong thing? Have we ever lived in times like this? You think so? Yeah, these are freaking crazy times, and there's going to be negative crazy things, but there are going to be positive crazy things that we're going to be able to fight off all the negative things that are going on, okay? And Bitcoin gets around all this nonsense that's been going on. If on March the 12th of last year, of 2020, everybody was screaming and crying, oh, the sky is falling, the world is ending, and all the financial markets crashed. Even Bitcoin went below $4,000 for a few minutes. For about 24 hours, I mean, it was under 5,000. Everyone is liquidating. No one knows what's going on. Everyone's waiting for the government to tell them what to do. And you know what I did? And you could go back in the freaking archives and check it out. I was like, we are going to get checks from this government. I'm spending my check now. I bought two Bitcoin for a little over $10,000 when there was freaking blood on the streets, okay? Now, what are those Bitcoin worth now? Over $100,000. That was the opportunity for people that are in motion, who aren't living through in fear and just are waiting for the government to give. It's sickening what's been going on, what people have been turned into. Even people in the Bitcoin space were scared. There were all sorts here. Dude, It's been unprecedented times. Now you could be scared and sad and say this is horrible, or you can look on the bright side and do something. Like I did something. I bought 2 more Bitcoin. You could get around. Bitcoin is the key to getting around this. So yeah, it is. It's exponential. We've never seen anything like this. But again, also remember, we're entering it's a golden age. All sorts of awesome technology has been going on outside of Bitcoin, inside of Bitcoin, inside. There are people innovating all over the place. Okay, so. They were not stopped. The Elon Musk of the world, you brought him up before, he hasn't been stopped by all this nonsense. Even the people that everybody hates and are envious of, like Amazon and Zuckerberg and all that, they haven't stopped. They become so much richer. You could have become richer just like them. So it's out there. The world is not ending. People have to understand that some people will take advantage of these incredible opportunities out there. Okay. I mean, at the pace, if you've been a Bitcoin holder this entire situation for this last year, you've gotten rich just as fast as Zuckerberg and all of them have too. So don't hate on them. The opportunities are out there, but most people do not. Most people are going down the tubes. Everyone talks about income inequality and wealth inequality. That's because people are following the rules and are bootlicking and all that. You don't have to be that way. There are more people that know about the Prince of England on Oprah the other day than know about Bitcoin. That's their life. They live vicariously through other people. So it is unprecedented what is going on in society today. And you want to be on the good side of being unprecedented. You don't want to be more dependent on the government, because the opportunities are out there to be dependent on the government. So many people begging for checks, thinking that's the solution. No, the solution is taking care of your own self and getting into Bitcoin.
It's been an incredible journey. And, we were living in a world of just conspiracy realities. It's not conspiracies anymore. It's like we're living in a world of social media shutdown, censorship, crazy manipulations of the financial system. What, 40% of all U.S. currency was printed in 2020 alone? I mean, that's just unfathomable statistic. And here we are living in it. And we were talking about how the world changed and turned upside down and you still were traveling. But who would have thought of a time where you couldn't really feel comfortable leaving your house, at least conventionally. Now, many people said, hey, screw it, we're going to do it anyway and just live your life. But there was a lot of the world was, hey, and even now you walk outside, you're victimized for not wearing a mask. You're hurting people, there's just so many things going on right now. We live in a world of conspiracy fact. And that's what makes me think anything's possible when it comes to Bitcoin and technology. And, the past is not any precursor for the future anymore.
Well, fitting in is overrated. How about that? Let's throw that one out there. If you're fitting in, you're not going to get problems on the street, okay? You're going to be wearing your mask. Everyone will be happy. But what's that going to get you? Be a unique beast. Be a freaking coin beast, all right? Be a unique beast. Don't be scared. That opportunity is still out there. People get in the mindset like, I never thought that people would be so compliant. And I do understand now that just most people default to authority. They can't be true individuals. And you see how the Germans pulled it off in World War II, how they got people to do atrocities or to just look the other way for the good of the state, You get rid of the people like me. And again, it's not to that extreme, but everything is for the good of the state. Everything is for the good of everyone else. Today, you're supposed to get rid of your individuality for the good of the board. But you don't have to do that. You really don't have to do that. It is hard to envision a world where people will be scared to go outside. I refuse to envision that world. I refuse to fit in. Every single day during this situation for the last year, and I started off in LA too when this happened, I have been outside. I have run. I have done exercise. I have been healthy. I have continued the exact lifestyle I have had before. Now, some weird things have happened along the way. YouTube shut down my channel for 3 freaking months, but I go with it. I go with the flow. I keep on doing what I'm doing, and it has been successful. My system is my system. I don't care about the general system out there with the with the old man, whatever old man president is telling you what to do. I don't give a darn about that. I'm doing what I'm doing, okay? I am not living in fear, but fear is very powerful. That is what we've learned. Fear can get people to do horrible things and just ruin their own lives for the greater good. I cannot believe what I have seen, but get out of that mindset, get out of the fear mindset, just realize the opportunity that is out there. There is when there's blood on the streets, as there was on March the 12th of last year, that's when there's the most opportunity, okay? So when there's screaming Karens out there doing nothing, that you have they've gotten rid of their opportunity. They're not taking advantage of the greatness. They're screaming, okay? You don't be distracted by them. Take what they have abandoned and go with it, okay? And yeah, it's conspiracy fact. You can call it whatever you want to do it. The money printing is insane. You can marvel at it from a distance and say, oh, I was right. You see, we're on the road to hyperinflation. You can talk the talk. You got to walk the walk, dude. And walking the walk is actually doing something, buying Bitcoin, okay? Because there still are all these theoretical people out there. Well, if the graph does this and the graph does that, and they want to talk about the psychological and philosophical reasons behind what's going on, do something with your darn lives. Buy the Bitcoin. You've got to do something in order to become wealthy. It just doesn't magically happen, okay? Now, if you do nothing, you will become magically poor. This is true.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow. Poor Karen. I got to feel bad for Karens out there. I love you. All you Karens out there, I love you. I'm just joking. No, it's crazy what we've seen this last year with the media and just social media shut down. I mean, and good for you for being resilient through that. I remember when your channel got shut down and I just one by one, you know what I mean? And they started with the most extreme people. You know, they started with Alex Jones, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, and then nobody ever was like, okay, well, it's just Alex Jones, you know, he's a crazy guy. But then they just started going down the line. And, you know, then they did it to the New York Post and then the White House press secretary, which was so mainstream. You know, are they harming people? I mean, who's to say that their speech needs to be shut down? And you know what is Adam Meister talking about Bitcoin? Is he threatening people? Is he hurting people? I mean, this is just the world that we're living in. I'm kind of not to be pessimistic in the sense of stop trying, stop growing, and stop having the right attitude. But I gotta wonder what the world is gonna look like in 5 years, because even a year from now, we look so different today than we did a year ago, 2 years ago. Things are happening at an exponential speed. And I'm a little concerned about what to expect for the future of my kids and what's down the road, because it's not, you know, your typical swing of just Republican, Democrat. I mean, we're trending a certain direction that is not good.
Authoritarianism is what we're trending toward.
Yeah,
that's what we're trending toward. People can't make up their own decisions. So you bring up a very interesting point about people getting kicked off of YouTube and social media, et cetera, et cetera. There are two different things going on. One, there were political targets, okay? This is true. But at the same time, we have these algorithms, okay? These algorithms are good. They are good at getting people to be addicted to YouTube, addicted to Facebook, okay? And not leaving the platform. So they know exactly what to feed you. They know who to get rid of that people won't miss anymore, or who to sort of shadow ban that people won't notice it anymore, okay? And the pathetic part of it is that most people don't use their heads. They just watch whatever YouTube serves up to them, whatever Facebook and Twitter serve up to them. They're algorithm slaves. Most people are algorithm slaves because they defer to authority anyway. So what they can't think. So what happened to me, these algorithms, they're good at what they're doing, but they can go a little haywire. And if they pick up on certain keywords at certain times, they will shut you down, okay? Mm-hmm. And I got caught up in that dragnet where I had said a certain word. I was talking about the virus situation. Whatever happened, it overreacted on me. But most people, they don't care. They still scream and cry, oh, it's unfair that YouTube is banning people. It's so unfair. Yet they still watch YouTube. They don't go to BitChute at all. They don't take a step. You know, Molyneux got banned from YouTube. And then no one watches them on BitChute because they are slaves to the YouTube algorithm. They can't simply type in BitChute, okay? I see the numbers myself. So all these people complaining about the censorship and the this and the that, they're still on YouTube. They can't even use Twitter. They still see whatever they see on Twitter that's served up to them. I treat Twitter, and this is for everyone. Use your brain. And the world, we live in such a comfortable time right now that people don't use their brains anymore. That it's so easy just to be an algorithm slave or be a slave to authority and not think and just believe every statistic that's on freaking CNN, okay? And not think. No one thinks anymore. So is it authority, algorithms? It's all the same thing, okay? You're not using your head. When I'm on Twitter, I don't see what's in my feed. I go to people's Twitter pages, okay? And treat them like pages, to yours, to whoever's. And I just read the whole thing. That's how I get my information. And YouTube, I don't go to see what the next video is. There's certain people that I check out all the time. And people say, well, I'm subscribed to your channel, but I'm not getting it. Yeah, no, dude. Yes, YouTube does not serve up to people what they subscribe to. You're just telling them information so they can serve up other nonsense to you so you become more addicted. You have to use your head. If you want to watch something on YouTube, you got to go find it yourself. But it's not that hard. Google is actually a great tool, okay? Search engines are actually a great tool if you use them and combine it with actually thinking. But if you just go with whatever they blindly serve you up, you're going to be living in a fantasy world and you're going to be bitter and you're not even going to understand why you're bitter at that point.
Adam Meister, the Bitcoin Meister, the Disrupt Meister. Adam, thanks so much for coming on the show with me. It's a crazy world, and I'm just so glad to be speaking with, you know, seriously, some of the brightest minds out there, people that aren't filtered, because I think that's the biggest thing, is people that don't have this control over their life, people that are free to think, free to live, free to express themselves without being manipulated by some sort of agenda and controlled by something. And so that's worked out. And congratulations to you. Congratulations to the life you're living. You're an inspiration to a lot of people. So thank you so much.
I'm very proud of being a unique beast and thinking for myself. And I stuck with the plan. I do not give in. I do not change. I didn't need to do anything fancy. I just buy and hold Bitcoin. That simple.
That wasn't the candlestick pattern that you analyzed and said, we're going to get in here. And no.
No way. No, that's too, that you don't have to complicate things. Just know it. Wait 4 years, dudes. That's all you got to do.
All right, Adam. Thanks so much for coming on the show with me today.
Thank you.